A big National Drugs Research Centre is opening in Limerick this morning at the university there, where rival drugs companies will work together with colleges to research new ways of making drugs. To tell us more, let's talk to Dr. Mary Shire, Vice President of Research at the University of Limerick. Good morning, Dr. Shire.
Good morning.
Explain how this will work.
Well, this is a centre which brings together 8 higher education institutions with 11 multinational companies and 6 small to medium enterprises. The focus of the centre is to position the pharmaceutical companies in Ireland by conducting research to make pharmaceutical manufacturing more effective, cost-effective and environmentally sustainable. And by doing this, to make Ireland an even more attractive location for pharmaceutical manufacturing.
We know that Ireland has been a very attractive venue, particularly for making new drugs. These are often drugs which are very expensive when they're on patent. We saw last week the result of what happens when drugs go off patent. We had a huge drop in our exports. Why would companies want to make drugs here after patent when it's much cheaper to do it abroad?
Well, that's the point of this centre. We have to continue to make Ireland as competitive as we can to continue to be a site of manufacturing. Ireland is unique globally for a number of reasons. Its concentration of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies in such a small space. Its regulatory compliance record is second to none. And when you come down to manufacturing something as important as a medicine, you're not just making your decision on where you're going to manufacture purely on price. And we have seen a number of companies in Ireland already bring back products that had been outsourced to lower cost economies because of quality reasons. So it's critically important that the companies here continue to focus on operational efficiencies, making their processes as competitive as they can, and this centre will deliver on that, and it's focused on doing that. We also have an unrivaled inter-company collaboration. Globally, these companies have, you know, traditionally not worked together because of intellectual property challenges. But in Ireland, we have companies that are working day-to-day and sharing knowledge that has never happened before. And the catalyst for that was the precursor to this centre, where the academic institutions came together with the companies. And all of a sudden, the companies saw the benefits of sharing expertise that was challenging for both companies and not in affecting their own intellectual property rights. So that's why this centre is so important, and I think will give us a competitive advantage manufacturing going forward.
While this is to some extent about keeping drugs jobs in Ireland, it is also, I presumably, with the hope of making new jobs as well. What sort of job spin-off do you see as a result of this centre opening today?
Well, absolutely. The centre in itself has 90 new positions. A number of these will be located across the higher education institutions, but also we expect that these people in the future will be hired by these companies. This has happened again to date from graduates we've had over the past number of years at the University of Limerick and across the other institutions, where these highly skilled people are sought after by the companies because they're helping the companies move up the value chain. The whole point here is where we move Ireland to also have R&D as well as manufacturing. And having R&D in Ireland will help cement the manufacturing here, because if you've got the process innovation here, you're much more likely then to bring the manufacturing for the first number of years in particular while the drugs are on patent. And afterwards also, when companies focus on their next second-generation branded products, Ireland will continue to be that location of choice.
Dr. Mary Shire, Vice President of Research at the University of Limerick, thank you.